fresh new look.
It's 7:22 on a Wednesday morning. Joining us now in our studios, Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, last night I was here doing some work, and Terry came in at 7:30.
Wow.
Wow, did you skip out of class, Terry? Or you had a meeting that went pretty smoothly last night, got done at 7:30 or so. So
yeah.
Let's talk about what happened last night. But there were some big things that happened. You had, first of all, a presentation from Bridgewater Township related to the annexation agreement with them that will expire. It's at the end of 2019, is that correct,
yep.
with Northfield?
Yep.
Yes.
What did they have to say last night?
So they have been looking at the possibility. So for our listening audience, Bridgewater mm-hmm. Township, Northfield is surrounded by four townships.
Mm-hmm.
And Bridgewater is really our one that sits on our southwest corner of the city, if people can just try and imagine that, I guess. And they have been looking at, in terms of the process of whether or not they pursue an annexation agreement, renewing that, or whether or not they'd like to be incorporated and become their own city. And so I think I'll let Ben Martig handle most of the details on that. But it was just a first blush to the council. Here's a neighboring entity that we want to have good relations with, and just ask them to be there in advance of this getting out there into the general public as a nice gesture to let the council as a whole really know what they are going to be working on.
Hmm. Now, and I'll address this to Ben Martin. Becoming your own city, that sounds hard to do. Is that as complicated as, you know, not too many places do that in this day and age. Most of those towns were kind of done back in the 1800s. I'm sure it's no easier now. It's probably a lot more difficult.
Yeah, there's a legal process that's spelled out in statutes, and really I'm learning some of the details of how that works, too, and working with our attorneys that specialize that, and Glenn Castor, the township board supervisor, talked a little bit about that last night, but they need to go through a number of analysis. There's a state basically legal position that has the responsibility to do a review. If they ultimately get to that point, there are some opportunities for feedback from other communities, and the person that deals with this at the state level would ultimately have some decision-making authority about the request and being able to piecemeal off or approve or disapprove the request. So they're beginning that. We're taking a closer look on our end. I would say, as it relates, kind of just emphasizing what the mayor said too, though, the orderly annexation agreement that we have, basically what those are is it kind of plans for orderly planning and for like provision of urban type of infrastructure. So that's kind of the intent, is if you're going to grow as a community and become more dense and become really more of an urban environment, you typically then infrastructure needs to be provided with water and sewer. So we have in defined areas with our neighboring communities agreements about how we might grow, and typically they kind of say that the owner requests it and then the township okays it, and then if the city approves it, it kind of makes it a smoother process to go through that, so that areas that are really rural and they want to preserve as agricultural can remain that way and vice versa. Now, the supervisor of Bridgewater did talk about some of their goals related to strengthening their local control, preserving their agricultural land, and broadening their tax base. I think the tax base broadening is the one that's a little interesting to see about how does that work as it relates to them being a township versus them looking at becoming a city. So this is really new to us as far as Bridgewater's interest in this area, so it was really an opportunity to hear from them. They are having a series of public meetings that they provided us as well that we had documented, so that would be available to the public. It's certainly an issue that Bridgewater residents certainly should be paying attention to, but I think also in Northfield and neighboring communities. It's a big discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn ultimately did emphasize, too, a concurrent process looking at discussing and reviewing an orderly annexation agreement extension with us, concurrent with their other process. So really kind of looking at both alternatives and very open to both of those. At least that's what he presented last night.
Did they initiate the conversation last night?
No, they didn't. So I had a conversation with Mr. Castor and mm-hmm. just asked him if he'd be willing to come to the council to
okay.
give us some input, give everybody, including the public, really a presentation and from their perspective on what they're doing.
Now, as far as the annexation agreement, it is set to expire next year. Mm-hmm. What happens at that point? Will you be, between now and then, will you be negotiating with them, talking with them about a new agreement, or is that just put on hold until they figure things out?
No, that really is the plan, Jeff, is to be working with them side by side through this process. They really want to evaluate both concurrently, and mm-hmm. so the council will be giving some feedback and input on how best to go about negotiating a new agreement.
All right.
The presentation, I do believe they did also say that they had a commitment by in February sometime that they would have some type of a proposal to us. Oh. They also referenced a study that they're having done with Northland Security that they said would be done by the end of the month that they'd be providing the city council and would be a public document as well. So we'll be certainly taking a look at what that document says in preparation of the council's continued discussion on this.
All right. Let's move on. You had a feasibility report last night for the 2019 street reclamation projects. What did you find out there, and what action did you take?
So that really is just a study to see whether or not the project is financially feasible, doable. It really highlights where the needs are and what, in more detail, like water mains, stormwater, sidewalks, the depths of the what needs to be redone on the streets, and the feasibility is very detailed mm-hmm. and techie, and I'm not, so I don't want to go into it that much, other than to say it's an important part of the process, and we do it every year, and so this is just for those streets out over there in our northwest section of the community near Maltomeal, or Post, I should say, near Post, quite a few cul-de-sacs that are on the western side of our town. There is Ann Miller. What are some other ones?
Yeah, we have Miller, Lockwood, mm-hmm. Kimball yeah, Court, 3rd Street, Oddfellows, Poplar. Yeah.
From a standpoint of the fees, it's a thing is the major, as the mayor mentioned, you do this for every project. Were there any surprises in here? Was the information pretty much all expected? Did they find what you thought they were?
I think the biggest focus in that area, besides it just being in really poor pavement condition, that I think we can pretty clearly see, we have a study that's done to do that, and we do spot repairs, is that area does have kind of hit-and-miss pedestrian access related to sidewalks. So there is improvements that were proposed in the preliminary report closing some of those gaps. There is some significant steep slopes and things and mm-hmm. issues and challenges with the geography in some of that area. So in some cases, they're able to get sidewalk completed on the one side of the road but not the other. But that would be, I think, will be a really big improvement, too, to that area to add significantly more pedestrian access issues in that part of the community that's got mm-hmm. some real missing needs on it.
Mm-hmm. I would say, too, I mean, we looked at the improvement for the railroad, the pedestrian, the sidewalks and stuff on 3rd Street there. So we'll be looking at some potential improvements there, but then also came up again the whole issue of quiet zones and mm-hmm. whether or not that's something that we should pursue. So hopefully we'll be hearing back just some information from neighboring communities. Rosemount has been pursuing that, and Bolton and Mink, who's our consultant on this, has been working with them, so they'll be able to easily bring back some updated info on that for us.
All right. Councillor Nicasian mentioned that there might be some additional funding available for Quiet Zone. Do you?
I'm hoping that if there is, that we'll be able to find that out when that information comes back to us. So it's been a while since we have reviewed that, and other cities have been moving forward with it. So it's just a matter of what does it look like for us? Is that something that we want to pursue? And let's just make sure we get the information so that the council can give a good point of direction.
My 2 cents? Let's pursue. Let's pursue.
Right.
Yeah, that boy living not too far from just a few blocks away from the tracks, man, they get loud. And I understand also there is a meeting tonight for the residents, this evening?
Yes, on the street mm-hmm. project. I believe it's being held at City Hall.
Yeah, and that's 5:30 to 7, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
All right, and residents are welcome. Let's move on. The hospital and clinics, they have proposed an expansion project to their for their birthing center, and that was approved last night.
Mm-hmm. So it's just one more step in the process. Mm-hmm. There'll be quite a few others that the hospital board will be going through, and at certain times they'll be coming before the council as well to get further approvals, but that is their clinic expansion and OB expansion mm-hmm. projects that they're doing concurrently there. And it's a really great move. It's awesome to be seeing our local hospital expanding. That's not common necessarily out there in small towns in greater Minnesota. We are very fortunate to have a very financially sound, stable hospital, and they're doing great work, and so it's just a privilege to be able to move the project forward.
All right, we'll be having Steve Underdahl will be joining us coming up tomorrow morning from Northfield Hospital and Clinic. So he'll be on tomorrow morning on the morning show. We'll talk more about that with him. I want to talk about the Northwest Area Land Use Advisory Committee and a consultant. That's something that has come about in 2018. What have they been working on, and what did you discuss last night?
So the northwest part of the city is, you know, the mayor helped form a task force to work on kind of how do we look at planning for that area of community to really make it be connected in with the community, but look at potential development growth out in that area near the hospital. And it's been an area that's been looked at on and off. So a group of people have been working on this from our different boards and commissions and other people from the general public and stakeholders out there for the last year. Really a lot of robust discussion, looking at potentially looking at consultants to help facilitate us through some of those processes. They interviewed directly a number of those consultants to get some advice on them. In the end, where they landed was is really looking at a larger planning process, kind of within more of a comprehensive plan, more broadly across the community, looking at longer-term planning, things like a land use map to be incorporated into the comp plan for that area as well as other areas of the community. But then on a more incremental standpoint, there's 50 acres just directly west of some of the property that the hospital in the city lease to them right next to the hospital area. We have some area there that is relatively easy to extend infrastructure. There's a city street there. So looking at what might potentially be an appropriate use in that area, exploring that really on a small incremental basis, and then coming back more broadly on a planning standpoint for the broader area. So that's really there was a report that our community economic development coordinator, Nate Carlson, who's really been helping to lead this and write the reports and get feedback from people. A lot of different perspectives provided. So we'll be coming back to the council again at a work session in January. But for now, they again gave an update as to what they've been working on and kind of the next steps as they see it moving forward.
Okay. That 50 acres to the west, is that would that be adjacent to what the Benedictines are building out there?
Yeah, just okay. South of the solar farm area, kind of right in that area. Okay. So there's a vacant land between the solar farm and the North Avenue.
All right. Do you know if, I don't know if either one of you would know this, if the city, if there's companies out there shopping, have you had some interest in some of that area yet, even some vague interest? Are you at the point where...
Because there's so much more planning involved, it is out there and available. In fact, we are working with a program called the Site Certified Program through Xcel Energy to help market that site. So there's been some interest, but they also know that we've got a lot of planning to do. It's currently zoned agricultural, so and there isn't infrastructure immediately there. So as we've talked to those representatives, we've talked about that we're in process at looking at this, and hopefully in the near future we'll be better prepared. I think that's part of the process, too, to say how do we define really what the community wants, what is the market needs that are out there as well in demand, and then try and find the right match with that and to go after it. So I think that's ultimately the goal that we have. But I don't think there's a lot of specific interest because it's really not being marketed directly in that way, because we do have a number of steps we're working through.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in?
We have an Urban 3 economic development consultant that will be coming in next week, and there is a public meeting for the presentation of that material on Tuesday from 12 to 2 at the White Center. And more information on that can be found on the City of Northfield's website, and I think also an RSVP for those that would like to attend. This is really new information that our city really has not had the opportunity to harness or learn about specifically for our community on the density and how that helps you grow and how the financial benefits of being a dense community and really analyzing the current development within the city and how best should we continue to pursue growth, I think.
Mm-hmm. And this is both from a residential and industrial standpoint? They're all kind of all-inclusive?
Yeah, they're going to be a little more focused, I think, on the commercial industrial areas of that, but they're really going to be a fascinating presentation, and I've seen the presenter do some of the work before, mm-hmm. and they really mm-hmm. do a nice job, so you don't want to miss it. If this is kind of an interest to you, you definitely want to be there for the presentation.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Yeah, all it's right. going to be really interesting.
I'm glad they have it. There's nothing like a good speaker.
Yeah.
All right.
With good material.
Yeah, good material. All right. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, as well as City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN.